The West Live.
The West
the
Live.
West Live. Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage.
Now, it's one of the enduring mysteries of the world. Right up there with the Bermuda Triangle, the lost city of Atlantis and Jack the Ripper, the mystery of MH370 has saddened and baffled us since the plane seemingly dropped out of the sky, never to be seen again in 2014. But in a world where we're so connected with satellites, the internet available almost anywhere, and tracking devices, how could a plane just disappear? Over the last 7 years, there have been countless searches which have left families devastated over and over again. But one man now reckons he's cracked it. Joining me now is the West's aviation expert, Geoffrey Thomas. Good morning, GT.
Good morning, Ben.
And so let's just straight off the bat say, have they found MH370?
I absolutely believe they have. Not me, of course, but the person concerned, Richard Godfrey, an aerospace engineer, British one, living in Frankfurt. He was designed part of the International Space Station, incredibly smart man. And we at the West Australian have been involved, actually, in adjudicating trials of this new technology he's evolved over the last 9 months. And the adjudication was between ourselves, Qantas 747 captain, the New Zealand Air Force, and the Australian Maritime Search and Rescue, who provided blind flights. There was no record of these flights. They were special flights. They were blind flights. And he was able to track them from their origin, which we gave him the origin, the time, but those parameters when the plane took off, from what runway, what direction, and he was able to track them all the way to their destination.
Now, there's been a lot of incredibly smart people working on this over the years, lots of different attempts to find it. What is different about this?
Well, this, yes, you're right. The Inmarsat satellite you mentioned in the intro, the drift modelling from Professor Chari Padarachi at the University of Western Australia. He's one of the world's leading oceanographers, and his modelling enabled the wreck hunter Bladen Gibson to find as much debris as he did around the Indian Ocean. Now, all of this gave us wide areas. It gave us a wide area. Yes, it's a 200 or 300 or 400 square mile kind of area to look. What this technology has done is given us a very small area of about 7 or 8 square kilometres to look, because of the fact that he's able to track the plane's movements every 2 minutes. And so he has a very fine spot. Now, as it turns out, the position he's picked, or it says where it is very close to where Professor Chari Padarachi says it came from as well. Now, it has been searched by Fugro back in 2015-16. They were contracted by the ATSB to look. They did find some anomalies there. They were investigated, but it's supposedly nothing found. It wasn't re-examined by the Ocean Infinity search in 2018, unfortunately. But look, there's a very high confidence amongst people who have been involved in this project that he's absolutely on the money when it comes to this particular flight.
And so using this technique, it just uses existing data, and it's just a different way to look at that existing data, is that correct?
What it is the radio waves, ham radio operators, somebody in Perth talking to somebody in Frankfurt, for instance. When that radio wave is intercepted by an aeroplane, it causes an aberration. And I'm being very simplistic about this.
That's good. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And don't ask me to explain it. And that is recorded. It has been recorded ever since 2009. All these radio waves all around the world have been recorded in a massive database. He has gone back and interrogated the database for the 7th and 8th of March 2014 and reconstructed the flight. And every 2 minutes he's able to track the plane using the aberrations in these radio waves.
Wow, and it's incredible, really. And so what do we know about this sort of expected crash site?
The crash site is a place you really don't want to go skin diving, let me tell you. It's 4,000 metres deep.
Wow.
Volcanoes, extinct volcanoes, canyons, ravines. It's a pretty gnarly part of the world. And it's right next to the Broken Ridge, which is a huge fault. And that goes down to 6,000 metres deep. So it's a pretty nasty part of the world. So when you're talking ocean floor, you're not talking a lovely sandy bottom with an aeroplane sitting on it. You're talking about deep ravines where a plane could have dropped into a deep ravine and it'd be very difficult to pick it up.
And so what happens now?
Well, there's two companies that are exceedingly interested in what's going on, particularly One Ocean Infinity, and they say MH370 is unfinished business and they want to come back. So I would expect next summer, 2023, November, December next year, we'll see a search restarted for MH370.
Yeah, wow. And will that send like sort of autonomous submarines down?
Yeah, Ocean Infinity uses 8. Autonomous vehicles that go down, they can search almost 10 times faster than what the ATSB did 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, wow. And so now after all of this time, you know, how confident are you, do you think, that this is it? This is, we're going to get there.
I have a very high confidence level that this is it. It's the most credible. It ticks all the boxes and some more. And so I've got a very high level of confidence in what Richard's done. I've worked with him now for 9 months. Really top bloke, really smart guy.
And what do you think that would mean for the families who had loved ones on that flight?
Oh, look, it would be a tremendous relief. And they've been involved and they were advised and been kept abreast of what's been going on. It would give them closure. And they desperately need that because they've been taunted over the last 7.5 years. I don't know whether listeners know this, but there's been 130 books written about what happened to MH370.
Wow.
Most of them are shocking, opportunistic pieces of rubbish.
Speculative garbage, no doubt.
It's just nonsense, and it just tears them to pieces. It'll be wonderful to have closure for them.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed, we might finally get some of that closure. The West Aviation expert Geoffrey Thomas, thanks as always for joining us on The West Live, mate.
Pleasure.